Welcome, everybody. Share number 1393 in the writing. It's share number 545545. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so if one gets up, one wakes up various times, we spoke about, we're in the middle of the halachas of kedima bebrachas, priority in brachas, but every so often, we mentioned last year, if an interesting question comes up, we try and discuss it without kicking, sort of like kicking the can down the road, you know, we try and discuss it right away, especially if it's something that's applicable, which comes up all the time. So in our case, we spoke about last year, if one wakes up, they want to take a drink at night. Now, the other question is, if one gets up various times during the night to use the bathroom, right, which comes up quite often, the question is, do they have to wash Nagel Wasser every time? A person wakes up, let's say, twice to go to the bathroom during the course of the night. Do they have to wash Nagel Wasser every time they wake up? So the answer is, it's always best to wash Nagel Wasser for various different reasons. You'll be touching, you have to be careful. If you don't wash Nagel Wasser, you have to be careful not to touch open parts of your body and so on. But alternatively, due to the fact that it might be difficult, it's hard. A person wakes up, they're tired, they just want to use the bathroom and go back to sleep and not to have to start washing Nagel Wasser and so on. So therefore, alternatively, due to the fact that this might be difficult to do, if a person wakes up two or three times during the night to use the bathroom, one would be allowed to use the bathroom quickly, wash their hands, and then make Ashi Yatzar. Ashi Yatzar you always have to make, right? I want to make that clear. A lot of times people ask that I have to make Ashi Yatzar at night, and the Mishnah Berurah actually talks about if a person uses the bathroom at night, and they won't make Ashi Yatzar till the morning, that's not the right thing to do, because very simple, when you wake up, first of all, you're supposed to make the Ashi Yatzar right away, for various different reasons. And the main reason is that as soon as a person feels the urge to go to the bathroom again, they then lose the chance to make the Ashi Yatzar on the previous going to the bathroom. So if you go back to sleep for 2 hours, whatever, 3 hours, you wake up again, you have to use the bathroom, that's it. You lost the chance to make your Ashi Yatzar. And the Mishnah Berurah mentions this quite a number of times, that one should be very careful in reference to making Ashi Yatzar right away, even during the course of the day. You go to the bathroom, you come out, you make Ashi Yatzar. I mentioned the fact that we once had a big Talmud Chacham, a Rav, come to our house, and as soon as he came out of the bathroom, he made Ashi Yatzar right away, took out a card from his wallet and made Ashi Yatzar. That's all. A person should not wait. Number one, he could forget. Number two, even more importantly, once a person feels they have to use the bathroom again, they lose the Ashi Yatzar. And if it schleps too long, that's it. You have to make a bracha. Okay, so bottom line is, you do not have to wash Nagel Wasser, but you go to the bathroom, wash your hands, and then you come out, then you make a Ashi Yatzar, and you go back to bed, even without washing the Nagel Wasser. Now, in the above case, one must be careful not to touch any open parts of the body. For example, be careful not to, if you did not wash Nagel Wasser, you go to the bathroom, you let that is fine, but be careful, don't scratch your eye, don't scratch your ear or something like that. That's taka a major problem, because that's dangerous. As we've spoken about in the past, one who does not wash Nagel Wasser, it's dangerous to touch any open parts of the body. Even if one would like to take a drink of water after using the bathroom and making the Ashi Yatzar, because if you have to make a shahakal, you have to use the bathroom, you're not allowed to make a bracha. So they use the bathroom, they come out, then they want to take a drink of water after using the bathroom and making the Ashi Yatzar, one would be allowed to do so even without washing the Nagel Wasser in the middle of the night. You already washed your hands when you left the bathroom, so that would be fine. Otherwise, we mentioned last year, you wake up in the middle of the night, you want to take a drink of water, assuming that one does not have to use the bathroom, you just have to do midi the menaka, you wipe your hands on the mattress or on a chair or a desk or whatever, full front, full back, not just the fingertips, and then you can go ahead and make the shahakal, assuming, again, one does not need the bathroom. Now, it goes without saying, when a person officially wakes up in the morning, then they must wash their hands, they must wash Nagel Wasser the right way. Okay, so again, just being careful. You wake up in the middle of the night to take a drink. If one feels the urge to use the bathroom, they must do that before they make the bracha. One is not allowed to make a bracha when there is an urge to use a bathroom, whether it's at night, during the day, whenever the case is. A person has to be careful. You feel like you have to go to the bathroom, person should go, and that's all. That's very important. It's very important. It's halacha l'maisa. This is not, like a frumma thing or whatever. A person feels like they have to use a bathroom. That's what should be done before making a bracha. Thank you for listening. Aslacham bracha kol tuv.